Great to be with you here today on the Shepherd's Pulpit. This is Brother Justin. I always get a little bit excited to be behind the radio mic, and I'm grateful that you listen today to the Shepherd's Pulpit. I tell you what, God has things in His Word for each and every one of us to learn. And I believe one of our errors and one of our faults, and I'm pointing the finger back at me as well, is ignorance of Scripture. I've been doing some studying on some things, and I said to myself, I should have known this a long time ago. Why haven't I known this a decade ago? And if you're a Christian, you ought to study the Word of God. And that's what we're doing here on the Shepherd's Pulpit, 2 Corinthians 5:17. We're going there. But if you're a teacher, a preacher, you feel like the Lord's called you into the ministry, study to show thyself approved unto God. Now, I don't mean that as some sort of condemning statement. I just confess to you. I said I should have known this a long time ago. Should have been better versed in this area of Bible study. And I just want to be honest with you that the Lord's been speaking to me about my study and sharpening my axe, if you will, and my knowledge of the Word of God to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Paul prayed for the church at Colossae that he'd be filled, they'd be filled with the knowledge of his will. It means controlled by it. Well, that's a little free segment here before we get into the text, but this is what we try to do. We try to put things in your mind and in your heart from the Word of God to be a help to you. And this is a verse-by-verse study of God's Word. We pray that it'll be a blessing to you. Now, we're in 2 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse 17, and we'll read these scriptures right here that are before us. And if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. We are ambassadors for Christ, he says, and be ye reconciled to God. He goes on to say there that he hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So since we are new in Christ, new creature, we've got a new ministry, and that's the ministry of reconciliation. Now we're getting there later, but not today, because we want to establish a little bit more out of verse 17 from the previous study time we had on last broadcast. Now, if any man be in Christ, there's a question there. If you be in Christ, are you in Christ? Are you in Christ? I didn't ask if you had religion. Are you in Christ? Are you made righteous? Have you repented of your sins, trusted the Lord's Savior, Jesus Christ, to do just that and save you from your sins, from the impending judgment upon your life, because you are by nature a sinner? If any man be in Christ, and if you are in Christ, you're new. The old is gone and the new things are yours. Behold, all things are become new. Now he describes, if any man be in Christ is going to be a new creature, and a new creature means the old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. A great change takes place when a man's born again. It's a new, brand new, old gone, new in. The gospel brings newness. It's not like you get a new leg or you get a new finger or you get a new ear. You get an all new thing altogether. Not just a piece here and a piece there and then a piece later. No, you get the newness altogether. You understand? A father's still a father and a mother's still a mother, but they're a new father and a new mother when they get born again. New. Become new. What's this mean? Well, it's got to mean there's a change in devotion. Your appetite's changed. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand, God the Father. It's got to be a new devotion, a new passion, a new appetite. Don't let the devil tell you that You can be saved and not have a new heart, a new passion. He puts within you a new heart. The old tables of the flesh, they're done away with, and you've been given a new heart. A man's interests will greatly change when he's been saved. A saved person will have interests in spiritual things which an unsaved person will have no desire for. A saved person will have devotion for Christ, which an unsaved person will not. There'll be a change in devotion, and there'll be a change in ministry. There'll be a change in ministry. The things that you want to do, you won't do any longer. You'll want to be part of that ministry of reconciliation that is described in verses 18 through 21. Sure. You'll want to get in the Lord's work if you're saved. You'll want to be part of it. You'll want to go to church. Don't let the devil tell you and friends tell you that are not good for you and let your mind tell you, well, I don't have to go to church. No, you'll want to go to church if you're born again. You'll want to be around the brethren. The very fact that you don't want to be in church when the doors are open is the very proof that should be written on your heart that you're not born again. That should condemn you and convict you. A person that doesn't have a desire to be part of the work and part of the body of Christ and be connected to the church is proof that he's not part of the family of God. There'll be a change that takes place. There'll be a change in devotion. There'll be a change in ministry. This change will be especially noted that the person wants to be plugged in, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is. Hebrews 10 and verse number 25. Are you born again? Are you in Christ? There'll be a change in devotion. There'll be a change in ministry. There'll be a change in destiny. The unreconciled soul is headed for eternity in hell. Headed for eternity in hell. Is heaven really your home? Do you really know it for sure, beloved? Friend of mine, I could care less where you went to church, and God could care less where you went to church. That's the least of things. At the top, very top of the list, is, are you in Christ? Are you born again? If Jesus would come for his church, would you be in the clouds with the church and with the dead in Christ? Because when you get in Christ, you get a new destiny. Heaven is your home and not hell. I beg and urge you by the grace of God that you bow wherever you're at and be saved today. So what am I going to say? You're going to call out upon him in mercy and grace. Tell him you're a sinner and you need to be saved. Yeah, that's what you're going to do. You're going to do it right now. You're not going to waste any time. I wonder if somebody out there needs to do it. Do it. Today is the day of salvation. Would you do it right now? Oh, dear Heavenly Father, I ask you, Lord, that you'd save that one that's under conviction. And they call upon the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus, and be saved. Right now, they'd admit that they're a sinner. Call upon you for mercy. And Lord, we know that you'll save them. Work in hearts and lives. In the name that is above every name, the saving name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Friend, Jesus wants to save you. Now, if you've made that prayer in your heart and you've trusted him, won't you write us at WZYN Radio, 3307 Bemis Road, Valdosta, Georgia, 31605, or call us at 229-219-9996. God bless you, and may the grace of our Lord be with you all.